Hello, my name is Friederike Lübke. I'm a lecturer in language documentation and description and also the acting director of the Endangered Languages Academic Program here at SOAS. I'm here today to talk to you about Endangered Languages Week, our annual outreach event. Endangered Languages Week 2010 will take place from the 22nd to the 27th of February at SOAS, and this year our topic will be endangered languages, endangered knowledge, and sustainability. Why do we want to talk to the public once a year rather than staying in our ivory towers? Well, for one, because there are a number of issues of general interest that the public is generally well aware of. For instance, the threat to biological diversity, climate change, etc. However, language endangerment and the state of the world's languages is a topic that is not that well represented in the media and of which people have a much vaguer knowledge. Therefore, once a year, we really try to engage with the general public in raising awareness on endangered languages, on the research we do, on efforts to maintain and revitalize these languages. And this year, we do this in the special context of sustainability, which is a big question, especially for us. How can we create records of languages that are going to vanish, that are going to be sustainable, meaning to be used by future generations? And this already is a very complex problem because it does not only pertain to technical issues. How do we create, for instance, recordings that survive the different changes in technology? Another issue is what does our documentation need to contain in order to be relevant, not just for our own research needs today, but for instance for future generations of language speakers? And, of course, also if we try to help language communities to keep on using their language, very often languages that are under threat, then the question is, how can we actually do this in a way that will last and not just be one fashionable effort that will be forgotten in 5 years' time? All these issues are subject of a considerable debate, and we want to invite the public to take part in this debate. And in order to do this, we have a number of events that I would like you to talk through. We start with an open day that will take place on Monday, the 22nd of February, in the Brunei Institute. And there you'll meet a number of researchers from SOAS, but also from other departments that engage in language documentation and description in the UK. So colleagues from Surrey and Manchester, for instance. You'll find representatives of funding agencies. You'll find members of our Endangered Languages Archive. And they will all have a number of activities, slideshows, demonstrations, poster presentations, etc., that should give you a general feel about what this is all about. In the evening at 5 p.m, we have our guest speaker for this year, Lenore Grenoble, a linguist from the University of Chicago, who has been working on Siberian languages for a long time and is one of the people who actually have been raising this issue of sustainability. Certainly not coincidentally, because she is working on one of the areas of the world that are dramatically affected by climate change. So you cannot just talk about language death. You have to talk about changes in the environment that affect people and their languages and all the knowledge that these languages embody as well. We conclude the week with a workshop on exactly this topic on Saturday, the 27th of February, where researchers will talk about issues of sustainability from the different perspectives that I have evoked. So within documentation or creating a record and then guaranteeing that this record will be usable in the future, but also from the perspective of engaging with speaker communities and how they may be enabled to sustain their languages and what outsiders, linguists, NGOs, activists can actually do to contribute to this goal. And in between, throughout the week, you'll have another set of activities. There will be a number of slots that we have called Meet an Endangered Language, where we actually wanted to give people a chance to get a real taste of an endangered language. So rather talking about an endangered language, you can talk an endangered language by learning greetings, a number of phrases, and familiarize yourself a little bit with the structure of such a language. Another type of activities that we have is meet a field worker. And here you can meet field workers from our program, from the Endangered Languages Academic Program, who will give you a presentation on their field side, on the people they work with, on how they go about this. And I hope this is especially going to be interesting for people who think of doing fieldwork themselves. And also on Wednesday, the 24th, we have a whole morning of showing films, documentaries on endangered languages. I really hope that you're going to join us for Endangered Languages Week. And if you want to find out more about the program, please go to our website at hrelp.org and watch out for the program of Endangered Languages Week 2010. Thank you.